All right, let's just begin the afternoon with a word of prayer. Our God and our Father, we come before you again so thankful for what you have done for us in sending us your Son, and thankful for even this morning and the thoughts and the things that we could hear about your grace and your mercy towards us. And so we thank you. We just pray for wisdom and for understanding as we look more into your word, and that through your Spirit you would reveal some things, some more precious truths of from your word to us. So we pray that they would be revealed and that we would act on what we have heard and not be hearers only. So we commit this to you, thanking you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So the third study, it's in 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side, Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. And they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy names, saying, If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we that what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children.